We have a new translator for her very first time here. We have Joyce. Let's give her a hand. Yay!
谢谢大家。
And I'm nothing disrespectful to Brother Bill Cole or Brother Paul Chow, but I'd much rather have her standing here than those two guys.
Oh, 并没有要贬低Paul 还有 Bill 的意思，但是我很感谢，很高兴 Joyce 可以站在我的身边。
In 2002, on our 30th wedding anniversary, my wife Deb bought me a new Corvette.
在2002年，然后我们结婚30周年的时候呢，我的太太 Debbie 她给我买了一辆新的 Corvette 跑车。
She had two stipulations or requirements. It had to be red and it had to be an automatic, so she could drive it.
她只有两个前提，一就是这辆车要是红色的，第二呢就是这辆车是要一个自动挡的车，这样她就可以开了。
I said no problem.
我说哦，当然没有任何问题。
I got a good deal because I got my brother's GM discount and the interest rate was 1.9%.
我得到了一个很好的一个折扣，因为我的弟弟在 GM 工作，然后呢我也得到了 1.9% 的利率。
Of course, as you know, we can rationalize anything.
当然我们可以为任何事情做辩解。
Well, we bought the car and of course I had to have a leather jacket to go with the car.
当然了，我们买车以后呢，我就必须要有一件皮的衣服，然后才能配这辆车。
And I saw this leather jacket in the latest Corvette magazine that just happened to be mailed to my house.
然后Corvette 的一个杂志就很快寄到我的家里面，然后我就在杂志里看到了这个夹克。
In the business world, they call that good marketing.
在这个现在这个世界里面，我们叫它很好的市场营销策略。
You can't buy these jackets at JCPenney.
你在 JCPenney 当然就买不到这样的皮衣。
Well, I didn't actually get to see or handle the real thing before I purchased it.
当然了，我在买之前没有办法去看到实物。
I had to rely on a picture and description in the magazine.
我必须要去看杂志当中对这个物体的描写。
This helped me decide whether or not I really wanted the jacket.
这个要帮助我看自己到底是不是想要这个夹克。
Could you turn the volume down a little bit? It's ringing. It's ringing. Okay, better. Well, I purchased a leather jacket and I received it by FedEx.
然后我就买了这个夹克，然后呢，就联邦快递就运过来了。
Then I got to see and to feel the real thing.
我就可以亲眼看到，亲手摸到。
You like that?
Oh yeah, sure.
You think you could you wear that?
I think I can put another Joyce there.
Well, it's in a way this illustrates the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
然后呢，这个从某种意义上说，就是讲述了新约和旧约之间的关系。
See, in the Old Testament, you get a picture or a description of the coming Redeemer.
在旧约当中，我们看到一幅描绘将要来的救主的一个形象。
In the New Testament, we see Jesus Christ coming to earth.
在新约当中呢，我们就活生生的看到耶稣基督的来临。
The Apostle John says in John 1:1, "Who we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched."
在约翰一书一章一节，使徒约翰写到，我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
So Jesus was pictured in the Old Testament, but they could actually see him and touch him, and during his time, when the New Testament was written.
所以耶稣基督呢，在旧约当中被描写，然后在新约当中呢，人们真的是亲眼看见、亲手摸到了他。
How about for us here in the 21st century?
那对于我们21世纪的我们来说呢?
The Holy Spirit is our FedEx.
圣灵就是联邦快递。
You see, the Holy Spirit brings us the reality of the living Lord up front and personal.
圣灵把耶稣基督带到我们面前，是活生生的展示在我们的面前。
And today we're going to look at the Old Testament. We're going to realize Jesus came during the writing of the New Testament, and He's actually here with us today through the person of the Holy Spirit.
今天呢，我们就要来看旧约，然后呢，看到新约当中的耶稣是怎么样子来到我们的面前的。
Now, Joyce, sometimes I add on, You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Okay.
I know.
It wasn't there. These things just come to me. I don't know how it happens. The first point we're going to look at, and Joyce is going to be reading in Chinese only, The Shocking Servant.
然后接下来我要念一段是中文的，就是非比寻常的仆人。OK， 现在是我要念以赛亚书52:13，他的尊贵。我的仆人行事必有智慧，必被高举上升，且成为至高。所以神，Would you like me to Philippians?
Yes.
As well. OK， 腓立比书9:9-11，所以神将他升为至高。又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Imagine this, one day we're going to bend the knee to the ruling, reigning, and highly exalted Savior.
是想有一天我们就要向这位全能的，这位，被完全敬拜的这样的一个神屈膝跪拜。
And then we will lift our eyes and we will look into the eyes of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我们将抬起头来注视这位万王之王、万主之主。
Point B is his passion.
第二点就是他的受难。Okay. 在以赛亚书52:14-15中写道，许多人因他惊奇。他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。这样，他必洗净许多国民，君王要向他闭口，因所未曾传与他的，他们必看见；未曾听见的，他们要明白。
Now, if you have your Bibles, you can turn to Isaiah chapter 53. I'm sorry, I forgot to ask you to do that.
如果大家有圣经的话，大家可以现在翻到以赛亚书53。
It says here in this passage that his appearance did not look like a royal person of beauty and majesty. Many were appalled or they were astonished at his appearance.
在这个上面他说，他的形容很多时候都很枯槁，然后许多人因为看到他的面貌将会感到惊奇。
We saw many of us the Hollywood movie depicting the last 12 hours of the life of Jesus Christ.
我们有一个好莱坞电影，描述了耶稣基督在世上最后12的日子。
This movie, The Passion of Christ, was very controversial.
这个电影它的名字叫《耶稣受难记》，是一部非常有争议的电影。
We as Christians who watched the brutal, the graphic brutality that was inflicted upon our Savior Jesus Christ were moved to tears.
我们基督徒看到这部电影，然后看到耶稣基督所受的苦难的时候，都会感动的流下眼泪。
What we saw was God's wondrous love for us.
我们看到的是神对我们无比的大爱。
Those who hated Christianity, they were shocked and offended by the graphic violence that was placed upon the suffering servant of God.
然后那些对基督教怀有敌意的人呢，他们看到荧幕上对耶稣基督这样子的残忍的对待，他们都非常感到触怒。
One critical reviewer, evidently a hater of Christianity, called this movie a form of Christian pornography.
有一个影评家，这个人显然是一个对基督教有敌意的人，他称这个电影叫做基督教色情片。
None of this brutality would have shocked Isaiah.
然而这一切的这么残忍的镜头不会让以赛亚感到吃惊。
Isaiah the prophet saw it and he predicted it 700 years before the birth of Christ.
以赛亚在耶稣基督出生前700的时候，他已经看到了并且预言了这一切要发生的。
And this suffering servant in Isaiah 52:53 would also stun and shock the world.
然后这一位受苦的仆人呢，也会让整个世界感到非常的震惊。
It says in verse 15 that the servant will sprinkle people in many nations.
在经上说这位仆人将会要洗净许多国民。
This idea of sprinkling pictures the cleansing of the priest during the Mosaic Law.
Sprinkling 这个动词呢，就是在摩西律法中，祭司将要用祭物来洗净。
The servant who was considered not considered important by very many people, he would actually provide what was most important for all the kings and all the nations, namely the cleansing from sin.
很多人都觉得这个仆人一点都不重要，但是他正是他要给国家和他的君王要带来最重要的东西，就是洗净大家的罪。
Remember when John the Baptist was baptizing Jesus Christ, and he looked at him and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
施洗约翰在给耶稣基督施洗的时候，他说：“看哪，神的羔羊，洗去世人罪孽的。”
Secondly, we're going to look at the suffering servant in Isaiah 53, verses 1 through 3.
接下来我们要看以赛亚书53章1节到3节这位受苦的仆人耶西的苗裔。我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于地。
Point is the shoot of Jesse, who is the tender shoot of prophecy in verse 2. Who is this Jesse?
第一点就是他是耶西的苗裔。然后耶西是谁呢？
Take my word for it. Ruth chapter 4, verses 18 to 22, there's a genealogy of King David.
在路德记第四章第十八节到第二十二节这里有大卫王的家谱。
Boaz and Ruth are the parents of Obed.
波阿斯和路德生欧贝德。
Obed is the father of Jesse.
欧贝德生耶西。
And Jesse is the father of King David. That's right.
耶西生大卫王。
Now Joseph was the stepfather of Jesus, and he was the legal heir to the throne of David through Solomon.
约瑟，耶稣世上的父亲，他是大卫王儿子所罗门王的后裔。
And Mary, the mother of Jesus, was the physical heir to the throne of David through Nathan, who was a son of David.
玛利亚，耶稣的妈妈，她是大卫王儿子拿单的后裔，所以也是王位的合法继承人。
Therefore, Jesus Christ was both the legal heir as well as the physical heir to the throne of David.And he was truly the promised Messiah.
耶稣基督呢，所以理所当然的既是大卫王位的合法的，也是肉身上的继承人，他就是那位所预言的弥赛亚。
Jesus was this shoot of Jesse.
耶稣就是耶西的苗裔。
And this prophecy was fulfilled through the person of Jesus Christ.
然后整个预言呢，也通过耶稣这个人得到了完全。
Now we're going to look at Isaiah chapter 11, and this gives us a picture of the thousand-year reign of Jesus Christ on the throne of his father David in the very near future. I believe the Lord's coming back soon. Amen.
然后现在我们要看以赛亚书的第十三章，这个经文呢，它预表了在不久的将来，耶稣将要统治世上一千年。大家都相信这个会成功，成为现实，对吧？以赛亚书第十三章第十一章从耶西的本必发出一条，从他根深的枝子必结果实，耶和华的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的灵，他必以敬畏耶和华为乐，行审判，护凭眼见，断是非，也不凭耳闻，却要以公义审判贫穷人，以正直审判世上的谦卑人，以口中的杖击打世界，从嘴里的气杀戮恶人。公义必当他的腰带，信实必当他鞋下的带子。
Point B is the scourge of the Jews, Isaiah 53.Verses 2 and 3.
第二点就是犹太人的眼中刺，这个经节是以赛亚书53章第二节下到第三节。
The Jewish people were looking for a historic, a heroic Messiah, a deliverer.
那些犹太人呢，他在等待一位英勇的救主，是一个拯救者。
Their understanding came from Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 18, where Moses wrote, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren. and put in their mouths, put my words in his mouth, and he will speak to them all that I have commanded him.
他们这样子的一个感觉呢，是来自于《生命记》第十八章第十八节。摩西在这里写道：“我必在他们弟兄中间给他们兴起一位先知像你，我要将当说的话传给他，他要将我一切所吩咐的都传给他们。”
And since Moses was a delivering prophet who had delivered the Jews from the Hebrews or the Jews from the slavery in Egypt, then it stood to reason that the Messiah.Who would be a prophet like Moses would also be a delivering prophet.
正如摩西，他是这样一位拯救的先知，他把以色列人从埃及的奴役下面拯救出来。所以那些犹太人呢，他们也在等待一位像摩西一样的拯救他们的先知。
What kind of Messiah are people looking for today? It's possible that we too are looking for the wrong kind of a Messiah or Savior.
那我们现在在等的弥赛亚是怎样的一位弥赛亚呢？是不是有这样可能，我们也等错了弥赛亚呢？
Many people today are looking for a spectacular Savior, one who is kind of over the top with great wonders and great signs.
很多人都在等待那些制造无穷神迹的一个弥赛亚。
But is that all that Jesus Christ was, just a wonder-working Savior?
然而这就是耶稣的全部吗？一个制造奇迹的人吗？
Some people are looking for an all-inclusive Savior that would ultimately save all the world, regardless of whether or not people would accept the message or not.
有一些人呢，他们也在等待一位普世的救主。这位救主呢，他无论你是还是不是接受他的信息，然后你都会被得救。
Jesus Christ did have a lot of love and compassion for people, that's true. But is that all Jesus was? Was his job just to come and to save people from their sins?
耶稣基督确实蛮有怜悯和慈爱，然而这就是耶稣的全部吗？
The prophecy here in Isaiah chapter 53 sheds some new light on the ministry of Jesus. He was the suffering servant of God, but he also came to be the sin-bearing Savior for you and me.
以赛亚书当中所预言的就为我们展示了耶稣基督的另一面。他就是那位为我们背负罪孽的救主。
Number three, the third point is a stricken Savior. He is our substitution.
第三点就是他是一位被击打的救主，他是我们的赎价。
Verses 4 and 5.
以赛亚书53章4到6节。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
In an article in National Geographic, it tells about a young man from Hanover, Pennsylvania, who was badly burned in a boiler explosion.
在国家地理杂志上面有一个报道，报道了一个年轻人在一个锅炉爆炸事件中受了严重的伤。
To save his life, physicians had to cover him with 6,000 square centimeters of donor skin.
为了拯救他的生命呢，医生给他身上植了6000多平方厘米的来自于捐献者的皮肤。
He was also covered with sheets of skin sculptured from a stamp-sized piece of his own skin.
然后呢，他们也用他身上的取出的一块没有被烧的皮，然后培植了更多的皮肤，直到他的身上。
A journalist asked this man, "Do you ever think about the donor that gave you all his skin to save you?"
记者就问这个年轻人说，你有没有想过那些为你捐献皮肤的那些人呢？
He said, "To be alive because of a dead donor." Is too much. It's too big for me to think about.
他说，想到我活着是因为那些为我捐献皮肤而死去的人，死去的人。他说这件事情太大太沉重，我没有办法去想。
And that is very difficult to do. But for us as Christians, we've also received a similar overwhelming gift that's worth thinking about.
这确实是非常难做的。对于我们这些基督徒来说，我们也收到了这样一份很重的礼物。
Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 says, But God demonstrated His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书第五章第八节写道，唯有一基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
That's why when we take communion, I always say, remember. Remember what Jesus Christ did for us in giving His life for us.
这就是为什么我们在领圣餐的时候，我们就说我们要纪念耶稣基督为我们所做的，他为我们把生命献上。
And then our sin, chapter 53, verse 6 of Isaiah.
然后是讲到我们的罪，在以赛亚书第53章第6节，我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路，耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
There's an old story about a 12-year-old boy who came to church on a cold winter day to get out of the cold and the blowing wind.
有一个12岁的小男孩，他有一天来到了教会，因为天气很寒冷，他要躲避严寒。
He was trying to sell newspapers, but there was not a single customer that came by because of the weather.
他想要卖报纸，但是呢，没有一个顾客，因为天气太坏了。
He slipped into the back of church, hoping to get warm and maybe catch a little nap. So I'm making sure none of you are napping right now.
他从教堂后面溜了进来，然后呢去躲避严寒，一方面也是补一下睡觉。那我希望大家在座的也没有人现在睡着。
Now, though the crowd was rather slim, the pastor preached with all of his heart as to how much Jesus Christ loved them and how He gave Himself and died for their sins.
虽然会众不是很多，但是呢，牧师仍然竭尽全力，然后告诉大家耶稣基督为他们而死，多么爱他们。
The boy really paid attention to the sermon. He was greatly moved by what the pastor said.
那个男孩非常的专注地听牧师的讲道，他也被深深地打动了。
When the pastor was done, he called for an offering.
牧师讲完道以后呢，他就号召大家来奉献。
The other ushers went row by row, and when the offering plate came to the boy, he stared at it for a while, and then he put it on the floor.
然后招待就一排一排的去收奉献。当盘子传到那个小男孩的面前的时候，他盯着那个盘子看了一会儿，就把盘子放到了地上。
Then he did something very strange and very beautiful.
他做了很出人意料的举动，但是又是非常美丽的一个举动。
He stood up and he stepped right into the bowl.
然后他就站起来，然后站到了盘子里面。
And he was standing there in the offering plate, and by then all the people had turned around and they were all staring at the boy.
他就站到了那个奉献盘的里面。这个时候呢，大家都已经转过头来看着那个男孩。
And when he looked up, he had big tears running down his face.
他抬起头来，他的脸上有大滴的泪水。
He said, Pastor, I don't have any money because I wasn't able to sell any newspapers today. But if Jesus Christ gave His life for me, the least I can do is to give my life for Him.
他就说，牧师，我没有钱，因为我今天没有卖掉任何一份报纸。但是如果耶稣基督为我把他的命给舍了，那至少我也可以把我的生命奉献给他。
How about you today? Are you grateful for what Jesus Christ did for you on the cross of Calvary?
那你们现在是怎样子的呢？你们是不是也为耶稣基督在十字架上为你们死而感到感激呢？
Are you grateful enough today to give your life back to Jesus Christ in service for Him?
你们是不是感激到这样一个程度，以至于你们愿意为耶稣基督奉献自己来侍奉他呢？
I'm very thankful for our church because we have so many people here that are willing to serve and to live for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我为我们的教会献上感恩，因为有这么多的人愿意把自己摆上来为主服事。
Last night, we're going off now.
Oh.
Last night, I was at the Cantonese celebration for their graduates.
昨天晚上我参加了广东组为他们毕业生举行的欢送会。
And I realized all the love from our congregation that's been poured into the life of these college students.
然后我看到我们所有的人对这些毕业生所注入的爱。
And it was a thrill to me to see how much they appreciated all the love that they were given over the years that they were here.
然后也让我很感动的是，那些学生真的是很感激大家对他们这么多年的爱。
We have so many people in the Cantonese and the Mandarin and the English congregation that are willing to give because Christ has done so much for them.
我们在三个语言堂都有这么多的人愿意摆上。
And then fourthly, we have the silent servant, and that's in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 7 through 9.
然后接下来我们有一个静默无声的仆人，这个是在以赛亚书53章第7到第9节。他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口，他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像是羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因我百姓的罪过呢？他虽未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。
We're also going to read 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 23 to 25.
彼得前书二章二十三节到二十五节，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托在那按公义审判人的主。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，我们便得了医治。你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
Our Savior Jesus Christ was perfect in action and attitude throughout his entire life.
我们耶稣基督在他人生的所有的过程当中，他的动机、他的行为都是无可指责的。
Even during his crucifixion, he was a picture of perfection.
即使是在他在受十字架钉伤的时候，然后他也是无可指责的。
And there's going to come a time in your life, and it's going to come soon, when you are going to be wronged by somebody.
然后我们也很快有可能会被无缘无故的受到冤枉。
How are we going to handle it when somebody says something or does something that really hurts us?
我们应该怎样去面对呢？如果有人说了一些什么事情话，或者是做了什么事情伤害到你呢？
I recommend that we look to our Savior and we follow His example in everything that we do and say.
我想大家如果可以真的是仰望看基督来效法他，这样就好了。
Jesus is our source of encouragement and our source of joy.
他是我们力量的来源，也是他是我们喜乐的来源。
We are to look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
我们要看耶稣基督，因为他是我们信心的终结篇章。
Mark Twain says it's not the parts of the Bible that I don't understand that really bother me. It's the parts of the Bible that I do understand that really give me a problem.
马克吐温曾经说到，圣经上我所不能够理解的部分，并没有给我带来任何的麻烦。相反的是，圣经上那些我理解的部分，给我造成了不便。
And now our final point is the saving servant, and that's Isaiah chapter 53, verses 10 through 12.
我们最后的一点就是救赎的仆人，这个是在以赛亚书53章第10到第12节。
Let's read the father's guilt offering, chapter 53, verse 10.
让我们一起来读父的赎罪记53章第10节。耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。
The guilt offering here is the Old Testament picture of Jesus Christ dying in our place for our sins.
赎罪祭是旧约当中耶稣基督为我们的罪而死这样子一件事的预表。
Galatians 3:13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a tree.
加拉太书三章第十三节写道，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出了我们脱离律法的咒诅。因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
See, Jesus Christ was cursed so we might be caressed by God.
耶稣基督被咒诅，然后我们可以被神来爱。
Down south, we have a saying, when somebody wants to hug somebody, we say, come on, I want to love on you.
在南方的时候呢，然后我们要去抱一个人的时候，我们就会说我们要把我们的爱临到你。
You see, God wants to love on us, and He can do that because we are His part of His family through what Jesus Christ did for us on the cross.
神也想他的爱能够临到我们，因为我们是他家里的一员。这件事情是耶稣基督在十字架上所成就的。
And then the final point B is the servant's glory, verses 11 and 12.
然后最后一点的 B 呢，就是这个仆人的荣耀，是53章第11到第12节。他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人认识我的义仆，得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽，所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分掳物，因为他将生命倾倒以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
I know there's some of you who have just finished up your college exams.
有些人我知道你们刚刚结束你们的大学的考试。
And I want to give you a little bit of help on your next college exam.
我想帮助你们怎样去通过下一次的考试。
Now this guy by the name of Steve Winger from Lubbock, Texas, he writes about his last college exam, a final and logic class, and this class was known for difficult exams.
然后有一个人他是在 Texas 的，然后呢他刚刚通过了一个考试，是逻辑课的一门考试，这门课以他考试之难而著称。
To help them with their test, the professor told them that they could bring as much information to the exam as they could on a piece of notebook paper that was 8.5 by 11.
为了帮助他们通过考试，那个教授就说你们可以在一张8.5×11英寸的纸上面尽可能的写上考试的内容。
So many of the students wrote as small as they could, all the information that they could possibly get on this piece of paper front and back.
所以好多学生都在上面密密麻麻的写满了各种各样的信息来帮助他们通过考试。
But one student walked into the class and put a piece of paper on the floor.And he had an advanced logic student come with him, and he told that student to stand on that piece of paper.
然后呢，却有一个学生，他带了一张纸，把它放在地上，让一个高年级的逻辑科的学长站在这张纸上。
And that advanced logic student told him everything he needed to know, and he was the only student that got an A on the exam.
然后那位逻辑的学长呢，就告诉他所有需要知道的关于考试的事情，他也是成为整堂课当中唯一得 A 的一个学生。
One of these days, we're going to have an ultimate final exam, and we're all going to stand before God in heaven, and He may ask us this question: Why should I let you into my heaven?
终于有一天，然后我们也会站在神的面前，然后神会给我们人生中最后一个期末考试，然后就是他会问我们，为什么我会让你们来进到我的天国呢？
On our own, we cannot pass that final exam.
靠我们自己，我们是不可能通过这个期末考试的。
We can try all the creative ways that we possibly can to pass that exam, but we'll never do it.
我们可以想尽办法然后用很出其不意的招数，然后让我们来通过考试，但是我们没有办法。
We have to have somebody who's willing to stand in our place.
我们必须有一个人，然后站在那里替我们考。
And that's what Jesus Christ did on the cross. He stood in your place. He died in your place. He gave himself for your sins on the cross of Calvary.
这就是耶稣基督为我们在十字架上所成就的，他为我们而死，为我们的罪付上了代价。在十字架上
The Bible says that you and I are sinners.
圣经上说你和我都是罪人。
Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins.
耶稣基督为我们的罪在十字架上死了。
This morning, if you haven't trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, I beg you, I plead with you to repent of your sins today.
今天如果你已经接受耶稣基督做你的救主的话，我恳求你们能够为自己的罪认罪。
To believe the good news that Jesus Christ died for you.
然后来相信这样一个好消息，就是耶稣基督为你们死了。
And to receive this wonderful gift that's so freely offered to you this morning.
然后也来接受这份白白给你们的，却是又这么一份好的礼物。
Remember what Jesus Christ said. He said in John 14:6, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
大家记得耶稣基督在约翰福音第14章第6节上这么说，我是道路，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Today we have many, many guests with us, and we're so glad that you're here. And if there's anyone who wants to trust Christ as your Savior, feel free to talk to one of us after the service, and we'll sit down and explain to you clearly how you can become a Christian.
今天我们真的很高兴看到有这么多的朋友在这里。然后如果你愿意的话，可以留下来，然后可以和我们现在中间任何一个人来交谈。
Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, dear Father, Lord, for your Son, Jesus Christ, the prophesied Messiah who is going to come and give his life as a suffering servant for our sins.
亲爱的父，感谢您真的是让耶稣基督成就了所预言的事情，在我们当中成为我们成为您所预表的受苦的仆人。
This is a debt that none of us could ever repay.
这个死是我们没有这个债是我们没有一个人可以去偿还的。
A gift freely given by God Himself.
这个礼物是神自己白白的给我们的。
And this wonderful story, this good news, Lord, has not changed since Jesus Christ came to the earth 2,000 years ago.
这个美好的事情，这个福音，自从耶稣基督2000年前来之后，就没有发生任何改变。
And we're thankful today, Lord, that we're part of a church that still preaches the same good news of salvation.
神啊，我们为我们这个教会仍然在传递这样子的相同的好消息而感谢您。
Dear Lord, convict hearts today and bring people to yourself.
亲爱的天父，让我们真的是可以认罪，然后让人来归向您。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.